They wanna pull the fucking plug. They wanna pull the fucking plug.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my friends coming. Right a many a mile. Friends, you get some silver, you get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're too damn poor. From the gallows pole. Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, you give me some silver as you get a little. since I've known you, to keep you from the gallows pole.
hands down. Dirty women trying to cheat a man. Yeah, I'm going down to Memphis. Stop at Jim Hardman. I'm gonna show them women, honey, how to treat a man. I said you ain't good looking and you don't just find, and that's the kind of people make fun of you most any time because you ain't good looking. You don't dress so fine. And that's the kind of treatment making fun of you most any time.
All right.
Thank you.
and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Yeah. Avast ye, homeowners. Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. believe everything you read in the papers, somebody said, I won't gonna play her anymore. And it's true until you make him the president or something.
We're very friendly, but I know all of we funny. Tell me why these elders don't make no that. Welcome to Montego Bay. Glendevon, Salt Spring. Welcome to Montego Bay. Tourists come every day. Welcome to Montego Bay. All inclusive, them a stay. Welcome to Montego Bay.
Free up the tourists, them out of the hotel. Make the people in the craft market get fizzled. Long dumb for beach with the poor people. Them show them up here some love. Stop from pretend. St. James Street in narrow like trench. Nose a big and go, can't take distance. A fire from a place so we have to represent. Long time we are suffer, make we make a statement. Which part?
A near fall mother. Welcome to Montego Bay. Canterbury Swine Lane. Welcome, welcome. In the west of an island is a parish I know. I am no one to tell you cause that's where I grow. No from the dead but it just not short. Worries in my flourish while the ghetto them a perish now. No, pray up the thing you give me more for more. Granville to talk and no left out it fall. Some sharp square now deal with fear. So reveal we are rebuilding on a John you get. And here we're small and not. Welcome to Montego Bay. CLM flankers. Welcome to Montego Bay. Children are now if we play. Welcome to Montego Bay. People fed up in every way. Welcome to Montego Bay. And not far from the grill that. Welcome to Montego Bay. And here we're in jail that. Welcome to Montego Bay.
Daddy said when he was a baby, he was impossible to hold. He'd fuss and fight and then he'd giggle all night and terrify the whole household. But he listened to his bedtime stories. He believed what he was told about gypsy camps, saddle trams, rainbow gold. Well, he had about a million questions. Like to drove everybody wild. It asked him stuff that was just too tough. That all told him, hush up, child. Yes, it did. So it came as no surprise when he left his home so young, looking for some kind of paradise. I don't know what else he could have done. Scholar, though he never really went to school. He stood amazed at the world's ways and he followed the golden rule. Well, he knew a little bit about everything. He could pretty much guess the rest. And he always seemed to know what you mean if you took him in your confidence. Now, most people run around in circles, yeah, but he ran a real straight line. The only thing wrong was that before too long he left everyone who loved him behind. Yes, he did. So it came as no surprise when he left his home so young, looking for some kind of paradise, looking for something that he hadn't already done. Be hard to keep track of. Everybody was a little confused. And then one time the old grapevine had whispered the strangest news. Now maybe he didn't mean to do it. I understand it if you got your doubts. But I got a good idea that the coast was clear. He figured he'd just bust on out. Now friends, I'm not saying that it was a good thing. I'm not saying that it makes much sense. I just know that he was the kind to cross every line, jump every single last fence. Yes, he was. So it comes as no surprise that he left his home so young, still looking for some kind of paradise. The fool thought he had to go all the way to kingdom come. The only thing that I really wonder about now keeps running across my mind. If he ever caught his breath between his birth and death, I don't know where he ever found the time. If he ever caught his breath between his birth and death, I swear I don't know where he ever found the time.
Hello, everybody.
We're the Beachcombers,
and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
Beside you, no one to guide you. makes you sad. Your favorite music, well, it just makes you sad. But you like it, 'cause you feel special that way. You feel special that you're like no one. You're like no one else, but then you're lonely and you need someone.